This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are new $100 bills out today. All kinds of whiz-bang security features on the new Benjamins as well. A disappearing and reappearing bell in the inkwell that's on the thing. A new blue 3D security ribbon as well. The Federal Reserve has ordered a boatload of them. $350 billion in new C-notes are ready to go. But exactly where they're going to go? That's a bit of a mystery, as is the reason the amount of cash floating around out there keeps going up, even as we're pulling out our plastic more often. Marketplace's Adrian Hill did a little poking around on this.
Life has a few great mysteries. Where do the missing single socks go? Why do our children always wake up early on the weekends? And where's all our cash? You might be surprised to know that there's $3,774 in cash in circulation for each of us here in the U.S. But I don't have $3,774 in cash. I mean, today, if I look in my wallet, I got 24, maybe 80-some cents in change. And it's not just me.
Probably around $55. And that's only because I just pulled cash out right now.
I just bought something, so I know I have $17 on me right now. And I have $400 stuffed in a drawer at home.
Oh, cash, where are you?
We call this the currency enigma.
Edgar Feige is an emeritus professor of economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
It's hard to figure out exactly where this currency is and why so much of it is out there.
And why the amount of cash has been climbing steadily. Feige says we can account for about 15% of it. The rest? Well, part of it's here in the U.S. We're just lying about it.
The currency happens to be an anonymous means of payment, and so it's actually the preferred means of payment in what we could generally call the underground economy.
Everything from not claiming tips or the money we pay our housekeeper to the real bad guy stuff, like drugs and prostitution. The U.S. loses hundreds of billions in unpaid taxes every year. Most of the rest of the missing cash is outside the U.S. Money moves quietly.
If somebody comes here and takes their currency, they get paid here, let's say, in Chicago, and they take their currency, their savings, back to their home village in Mexico. We don't know that.
Richard Porter is a senior policy advisor at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. He's also spent time tracking money. He says there's a lot of demand from people in other countries looking for a safer currency than their own.
People tend to say, well, I'd better save my money in something else that's safer. And that's often tended to be all over the world, the U.S. dollar.
Which brings us back to the new, more colorful, less counterfeitable $100 bill coming out today. 100s make up nearly 80% of the cash in circulation. There are more $100 bills out there than 20s, which is kind of hard to believe, considering how rare it is that I actually have a $100 bill in my wallet. David Woolman is the author of a book called The End of Money. He thinks instead of printing new hundreds, we ought to be getting rid of them.
What are they doing to support the economy? They're not doing what cash is intended to do, which is to grease commerce. They're really just being used to enable illicit transactions.
We've killed currency before.
In the late 60s, Treasury finally decided to stop issuing $500 and $1,000 notes, precisely for this reason, to impede crime.
But ending the C-note may be a tough sell. Demand is strong, even if we don't know exactly where it's coming from. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.